This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As the implications of Hillary Clinton's support for abortion at every stage of pregnancy becomes clearer to Americans, Donald Trump's numbers are rising fast in key states. The ultimate test in polling, however, is not who people like for president, but rather on who actually turns out to vote. Planned Parenthood is making some very telling comments, commenting on the FBI email investigation. Cecile Richards admitted that the investigation is hurting Hillary in poll numbers. But then Richards admitted that the media is now difficult for her and her friends to control. It begs the question, should media be subjected to that kind of control? This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Washington, D.C. residents are being urged to ask their mayor to veto legislation providing for assistance in early death suicides. Such legislation targets the poor. And pro-life voters in the other Washington state are being urged to reject the idea that the Evergreen State won't ever change. There is a strong prospect that a change in legislative leadership will give common sense pro-life bills a real chance of passage. And the state boasts three prominent pro-life candidates in two congressional races and in a statewide candidate for auditor. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.